It's heating it here. So we're going to get down to business. Few quick announcements. The graduation date had to be changed. All right. So instead of being May 15th, it's going to be May 8th. All right, which is a week earlier. All right. All our exams will be adjusted accordingly, and I'll let you know how we go from there. Also, be sure to check your emails and everything for graduation supplies, like your cap, gown, tassels. Those, you should be getting information on that within the week. All right, so be looking and check your emails for that, and be looking for that. All kind of great things, you know, if you want to take pictures, that'll be set up. All that'll be set up for you. If you want to take pictures in your cap and gown, all that'll be done and be provided for you, and you can choose whatever you want to do. All right. Tonight we'll be dealing with the final aspect of the soul, which is what I like to call the silent leader of the soul, which is the will. The strongest part of the human soul. And in dealing with the will, I guess the best thing to do for us is to, first of all, talk about the will and what the purpose of the will, what it does. The will is the part of our soul that decides on your course of action. That's what the will does. It decides the course of action that you're going to take. And so what it does, it feeds off the other aspects of the soul, your imagination, your memory, and it feeds off of those to decide what you're going to do. Now, because of Adam and Eve and the decisions that they made, they made it possible for Satan, because of the power of sin, to dominate the will. But Jesus Christ, through his crucifixion, his death, his burial, and his resurrection, gave us our will back. All right. Now, the difference between Adam and Eve and us is that God has taken, listen to me now, listen to me very carefully. God has taken away the responsibility of properly functioning our will away from us. God took the responsibility of our will, of us functioning our will properly. He took that away from us. All right? Now that's a mouthful. I know there's a lot to think about. Adam and Eve had the power to function their will. But because Jesus Christ has been crucified, we don't have to be concerned about us functioning our will. Our only concern is to believe. Amen. Are you saying, I'm going to prove it. Our will, once again, is the thing that causes us, that decides our course of action. All right? Go with me to Romans, the 7th chapter. Now, you still have the power to decide. But once you decide, it's no longer up to you to make it work. Did that clear it up a little bit? See, because what happens is Jesus, what he did by his death, burial, and resurrection, put us in another dispensation, put us in a place where number one, we can live freely Watch this. We can live freely and make decisions and make mistakes without having to, without being penalized, which frees us up. Because if we weren't free from that, we'd be scared to do anything. Romans the 7th chapter. Watch this, verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, Paul talking, sold under sin. Now, Paul starts talking about I am carnal. I am carnal. He's actually talking about two of him. He's going to be talking about two of him in this particular passage. Matter of fact, before we read this any further, go to 2 Corinthians 5. Because this has something to do with the will. Because a lot of times, we look at our will as something that we have to force ourselves to do. And if we have to force ourselves to do some things, or we have to, you ever heard the statement, you got to will yourself to do it? That means what that's really saying is, you have to take it upon your own power, under your own ability to get something accomplished. Are you seeing this? But when it comes to dealing with God, living for God, living holy, it's not a matter of us using our ability to do it. All we got to do is say, yes, God, I want to. And then God will begin to empower us to do so. All right? Watch this. 2 Corinthians. Verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. Watch this. Old things are passed away. Behold, pay attention to. Embrace this. Receive this. For behold me. This is important, what's about to be said. All things are become new. Watch this. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20 is important. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now, the easiest way for me to explain this, I'm an accountant by background. So when I see this word reconcile, what it actually means in accounting, when you talk about a balance sheet, you have assets got to equal liabilities and equity. All right. Reconciliation actually represents the word equal. All right. When you reconcile your checkbook, that means you got to make sure that what the bank says it has an account you got in your checkbook. Most of us don't reconcile no more because we got computers and we can keep track of what checks come in and stuff. So we don't practice reconciling a checkbook anymore. But that's what it really means. We have to make sure that what our checkbook says equals what the bank says. So that word reconcile means whatever is on the left side has to equal what's on the right side. Now here God is saying that we have been reconciled unto him by Jesus Christ. So other words, God on the left side, Jesus is the equal sign, then it's us. So because of what Jesus did, it puts us in a position that we can be in the same class with God. Take Jesus away out of the equation, there can be no reconciliation. This is why he said, watch this, you must become a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Now we can go back to Romans 7 and see what Paul really was talking about. Because when you start talking about Romans 7, he starts talking about, I am carnal. He's starting to talk about this old man. Go there, Romans 7 chapter. Romans 7, chapter 14, verse. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Now see, here's the difference. See, Paul said to will. He's saying, I want to do what's right, but I don't know how to do what's right. And the reason why he don't know how is because of that sin nature. So this is where Jesus comes in when he died, rose, presented himself. Watch this. Jesus is the only sacrifice that has risen from the dead, never to return to death. He's the only sacrifice. So by that, his resurrection proves that the price he paid was good enough to take care of sin past, present, and future. Because God accepted him, and he's alive today. So because of that, that gives us proof that the price that he paid was accepted by God to take care of our past, present, and future sins. Are you seeing this? So now, when it comes to our will, it's just a matter of us saying, God, yes. See, you're going to read, we're going to see in this chapter that the two most powerful words for our will is yes and no. It sounds simple, but it's more complicated than that. You know what I'm saying? The words are simple, yes and no. But here's what Satan likes to do. Satan likes to influence us. And he tries to influence us through our physical senses to do things that don't line up with the word of God. So God, knowing this, that's how Satan is influencing. Why? How God knows this? Because that's how he got Adam and Eve. So God says, this time, I ain't going to leave you out there it's not going to be an unfair fight. All I need you to do is to be willing, and I'm going to come in and empower you to accomplish it. Are you seeing this? So now here Paul is saying, watch this. Paul is saying in the 18th verse, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. So you're not going to find that in you. Romans, the 12th chapter, second verse. This is why the grace is so important. This is why grace is so important. This is why understanding grace and understanding in its fullness, understanding that grace empowers me to do things I can't do on my own. This is why it's important to understand that grace covers us. This is why it's important to understand that your sins have been paid for, past, present, and future. This is why it's important to understand that you can't be judged for sins no more. Period. Are you seeing this? From the 12th chapter, 2nd verse. And be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, what? Will of God. So if I don't spend time with the Father, with his word, then I'm not going to know what his will is. If I don't know what his will is, when influences come, I don't know what to say yes to and what to say no to. Because it's not a matter of me executing the will. It's a matter of me choosing. See, it takes the pressure off of you. See, it takes the pressure off you because remember now, we're not designed to do the work of the Father. We're designed to flow with the work of the Father. Hear me. Yes. We're designed to flow with the work of the Father. So it's a simple, that's why it becomes simplified. It's a simple yes or a simple no. God is so loving and so kind towards us that even in our rejections of his will, when Jonah rejected the will of God, God protected him in the belly of a whale. Till he decided to say yes. Do you see the love of God? Because normally if you get eaten by anything, you're supposed to be digested. Digestive enzymes eating you up, breaking you down. But he stayed in the belly of the whale. How long? Until his mind began to say yes. When he said yes, God said, okay, let's go do what. Now you're ready to get in the flow. Let's go ahead and do this. Then God empowered him to get where he was supposed to be in a day. When it's supposed to be away, what? How many days journey? It's supposed to be 3 days journey. He got there in a day. On foot. Do you see how much God loves us?
Yes.
See, it's not so much of the do's and don'ts. And it's not so much of knowing, am I doing this? Or am I doing this? It's just a matter of, God, I am willing. God, I want to line my will up with your will. When I line my will up with your will, I know then you're going to empower me to accomplish what you've called me to do. See, Paul began to go back to Romans 7 chapter. He said, I will to do good. I want to do good, but I can't find it in me. So we're not supposed to be looking in ourselves for good. We ought to be looking at the God that's in us. That's why Paul say, I am but what I am, only but for the grace of God. That's just Romans, back to Romans, the 7th chapter. He goes on further and begin to say in verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. So that's showing you right there that our understanding of the willing to do something is not going to be based on our abilities. Because here's Paul saying, I want to do good, but I find myself doing evil. Are you seeing this? Watch this. Let's keep reading now, because he's going to say something here. Verse 20. Now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Watch this. For then a law which when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Watch this now. I would say, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So here it is. Watch this. The reason why people have so much trouble with their will is because they're letting two people decide. All right, go back to 2 Corinthians 5. Go back to 2 Corinthians 5. Go back to 2 Corinthians 5. Like 2 Corinthians 5. Second Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Go to Romans, the 6th chapter. So I'm trying to get yourself, if you have issues with your will, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's decide to say no to some cake, no to sweets, saying yes to eating what's right, saying yes to you need to study tonight, or saying no, I don't need to watch this tonight. Whatever it is, if you have issues with that, you have two people that are deciding for you, and one of them is supposed to be dead. One of them is supposed to be dead. Paul was talking about two different people in that passage from Romans 7, verse 14 to the end of that chapter. He was talking about two different people. He was the same person, but he was two people. One of them was supposed to be dead. Watch this now. Watch this. Romans 6th chapter. Romans 6th chapter. Verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ our Lord. Other words, here it is, Paul saying you got to consider yourself dead and let the life of Jesus rise up in you. What that means? That means my old man, I have to let him stay crucified. Do you know you're the only one that can keep your old man crucified? And you're the only one that can bring him back to life? If you having problems with your will, that means you ain't crucified that old man. Brother, yet, not that you didn't crucify him, you ain't letting him stay dead. You keep waking him up. You keep waking up. Why? Because why do you keep waking him up? Because Galatians 2:20. Go there. See, this is it's all about believing. It's about believing. It's not about you doing anything. It's about you believing. Why you turn? I'm gonna read this to you again. Likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Reckon. That word reckon means you got to consider. You have to believe that when you got born again, that old man was crucified with Jesus. See, it's not, we want to make it harder than that, but it's not harder than that. I just got to believe that my old man has been crucified. That's why Jesus hung on the cross. Watch what Galatians 2:20 says. Watch what it says. Watch what it says. Very familiar scripture, but it's going to look different to you now. I am crucified with Christ.
That's the same I that Paul was talking about in Romans 7. He said, I know the flesh, the sin in my flesh. He said, I am carnal. The 14th verse. Paul not saying, I am crucified. The carnal man is crucified with Christ. When Christ hung on that cross, my old man, that old sinful nature of mine, was hung on the cross with him. Nevertheless, I live. That's the new me. Now watch what the new me, watch what the new me says. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, not in sin nature. In the flesh, watch this, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So because of what Jesus, because Jesus did what he did, I'm able to live in the flesh as a new man. Which I have the right to choose, I have a right to choose to reconcile my will with the will of God. See, you have to believe this. This ain't nothing that you can work upon. You have to, whenever it comes time, you have to make a decision. That old man is dead. The old man is dead. I must reckon that I am dead to sin. I got to remember, I believe that my old man was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's a good matter of fact. Every major decision, every time you come up on where you're being tempted, that scripture need to come up. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ that what? Liveth in me. So now, by me rehearsing that back to myself, I now got to at least consider what Christ would do in this situation. Is this making sense? So when it comes to my will, I have to make sure that it's not two people trying to fight this battle over me. One shouldn't even be in the picture. One shouldn't even be nowhere in the picture, but you're the only one that has the ability to resurrect that old man. Nobody else can resurrect the old man for you. God not looking to resurrect the old man. So if you have issues with that will, when it comes down to making a decision, when it comes to temptation, when it comes to you know something I'm supposed to do and I can't do it, and I'm having trouble with that will, that just simply means you don't believe that an old man is dead. So you have to remind yourself that my old man is dead. Sin no longer has power over me. See, this, we've been trying to act it out before we be it. Or we've been trying to act it out before we realize who we are. We because we live right, the old man is dead. No, the old man is dead, that's why we live right. Is that making sense? So what we try to do, we try to fortify the old man being dead through our actions. When Paul was quickly saying that I can't find good within me. So it's not me living right that proves the old man is dead. It's the old man is dead which gives me the freedom to live right. See, the believing has to come first. The believing that when Jesus died on the cross, when he was crucified, that my old man was crucified with him. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But it's yet not I, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, because remember now we face it, so it's no longer two members warring. It should be no two members. If two members are warring, that means somebody to come back to life. That means you don't let them, instead of you let them stay in the grave, you don't resurrect them some kind of way. How do I resurrect the old man? When I begin to conform to this world. Go back to Romans. Now go back to Romans. Watch this. Romans the 12th chapter. When I conform to this world, how do I conform to this world? When I allow the world to influence me more than God influences me. See, according to the word, according to what Paul said, it's only one way that we're going to prove that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Is that when I renew my mind. So when I spend time with the Father, watch this. I'm not talking about ritualistically reading his word. Because now you're back in works. I'm talking about when you legitimately spending time with your Father like you spend time with anybody else. When you do that, you begin to become transformed. And that old man, you're not letting him get up. No. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Watch what that 21st verse say in Galatians 2. Watch what that 21st verse say. Every time you try to do it on your own, every time you come from the premises of I'm living right, which proves my old man is dead, you're in verse 21. Let's go back. Watch what it says. Galatians 2:21. Watch. Watch what it says. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So by me trying to live right, or me trying to, watch this, trying to back up my decision to do right, that means I'm trying to prove that the old man is dead. If I'm trying to prove the old man is dead, that means I don't believe the old man was dead from the beginning. So I got to go back and tell myself that the old man is dead, which gives me the freedom to embrace the life of God that is in me. Ain't gonna be no warring. Ain't gonna be no warring, because that old man ain't no war to fight. The old man is dead. Old man dead, old man crucified. So the life I'm living now, watch this, the life I'm living now is Christ living in me. Are you seeing this? See, the battle for your will is not you. It's not that. It's not you force yourself. It's not you. I gotta make, it's you simply believing that the old man is dead. Simply believing that the old man has been crucified. When Jesus died on the cross, that old man was crucified. So I, Romans 6, I have to reckon that I am dead to sin. I got to believe this. If I don't believe that, if I don't believe that the old man is dead, then I'm going to be like Paul. Paul got to the point, Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? When an old man should be dead. Are you seeing this? See, this is why Paul got further down in Romans the 12th chapter. He began to say, now you present your body to God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. What the world do? The world led by the carnal man. Whatever makes them happy, whatever they feel like doing, whatever. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove. Another word for this is key. The word for prove, we're going to close right here.
You never forget this. I've said this before, but now this is going to make more sense. You'll be able to recognize the will of God. That's all you got. That's it. You recognize the will of God, and you accept the will of God. Once you recognize it and accept it, now God rises up on the inside of you to do it. That's why, you know, if you got any problem, any sin, any whatever, some situation, couple, you got to choose. I am crucified with Christ. You stand there and pause. I am crucified with Christ. If it's somebody you've been dealing with, every time you see him, you cuss him out. Now that time you made your mind, Lord, I ain't doing this no more. Lord, this old man, I am crucified with Christ. Person that done me wrong, I won't get them back, but I'm not going to do it. I'm crucified with Christ. Because watch this. You know what the right thing to do. If you know the right thing to do, why don't you do the right thing? It's because you've been trying to do the right thing. And God has been telling us, I just need you to realize this old man is dead. And I need you to choose to do the right thing. And I'm going to come and empower you to do the right thing. And it makes sense. We've been trying to do it on our own. And so this is why we have an issue with our will. You know, because watch this. Your will is the thing that calls you hack. Your will is all your other parts of your mind, Your memory, your imagination, all that, your emotions, all that then gave its input. Now it's all up to your will to make the decision. And if you got two people warring, most time, that old man gonna win. Because the old man is relying on self. Is that making sense? So now this is how, watch this. And then you got sick, I think it's Titus, where it begins to talk about that grace teaches us how to live holy, teaches us how to live right. In other words, it's a matter of us choosing. Once we make the right choice, God steps in, Jesus steps in, and the Holy Spirit steps in to begin to do, it is God. To will. What it is? Philippians 2? I think it's Philippians 2. Is it Philippians 2? I apologize. We're going to read this last scripture. Philippians 2. I want you to go home with this one. I think it's Philippians 2 and 12. I think, is it? Is it? Is 11? Is it Philippians? I know. What is it, Philippians? Let's see. That's fine. Let's take our time to find it. It's 2:13. I knew it was okay. 2:13. All right. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So is God working? Is God working? So in order for God to work in me, all I got to do is open the door to let him do the work. My will and me saying yes to whatever he wants or saying no to sin is giving God the opportunity to work in me. Are you seeing this? This is a good scripture. So it's two scriptures. I want you to try this next time. I want you to not just try, but I want you to don't want you to try. I want you to do it. Next time you come to this new age, you're being tempted, I am crucified with Christ. Remind yourself, I am crucified with Christ. That old man is crucified. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. It is not me doing the work, it's God working in me. And watch how God empower you to walk away from what you need to walk away from and walk towards what he wants you to walk towards. Y'all have a good night. Oh, I will. I will. I had. I just.